I feel a lot for the kids, young kids that are being taken and living in cages today in various camps all over. And I'm sure these kids are feeling the same way, taken from there, from their world, from their language, and stuck in a strange cages under Mylar blankets. I think it was 1960 or 61, I don't really recall, but on a very hot autumn day, I was out herding sheep, and I saw this strange contraption coming at me, way off in the distance, in a cloud of dust, with a truck, a flatbed truck. And then there was two people, an Anglo guy and a Navajo guy, and they seemed nice. They came out, and they asked me to come over, and I came over off my donkey, and they offered me lollipop. I went with them, and it turns out they were BIA people out collecting little Navajo kids to be sent to the boarding school. Our parents, of course, were never notified. Kids were being taken from the back of sheep camp. They were being practically kidnapped. We were forced to learn how to speak English. We were forced to worship another god, another way. And every time we go anywhere, there was a sign, there was a mantra. Tradition is the enemy of progress. And in this manner, slowly, you know, our own language, our religion, our worldview, you know, our mythology, our stories, songs were being forced out of us. You know, we're told that our culture is something we need to shed. And we need to become Anglo. Being at boarding school deprived me of knowing more of my own sense of identity. It also made you, to some degree, I guess, despise yourself, who you are. I remember the overseers coming around at nighttime, at late night, making sure that everybody's asleep. And if you were unfortunate enough not to be sleeping, your eyes open and they knew that you're awake, you were jerked out of bed. You were forced to stand outside. I remember standing outside my bare feet in the snow. One constant thing I remember is late at night hearing a little child, a boy, crying somewhere in the dark. I do not believe the government has ever apologized for the BIA boarding school experience. You know, what it really was, it really was an ethnic cleansing experiment. A lot of us traumatized, and a lot of us fell by the wayside due to suicide, alcoholism, drug addictions, and just violence. As far as I know, there's only a handful of us alive today. We lost so many of my peers along the way because of the experience of the separation of families. You know, at least we knew where our parents were. We knew eventually that we're going to be back, and the U.S. government told us it's good for us, and the church told us that Jesus loves us.